Throughout every season of my life, since I've been born again and been filled with the Holy Spirit, with that initial evidence of speaking in other tongues, praying in the Spirit has benefited me immeasurably. There have been seasons of my life I remember, and when my mama went home to be with the Lord, and I remember the immediate sense of loss I had that my mom had gone home to be with the Lord. You know, this week we helped two families navigate through that, the loss of a loved one. Man, that's a big thing. And but praying in the Holy Ghost benefited me personally immeasurably. I could not add up the ways that praying in the Spirit benefited me, because through praying in the Spirit, I received God's comfort and God's consolation. And I tell you, the Lord, he took the hurt right out of the hurt. And I tell you, the Lord gave me his perspective about my mama's home going, and later in life, my dad's home going. Through every season of life, when I had problems that I could not solve or figure out, praying in the Spirit benefited me immeasurably. I remember working as a senior manager with FedEx, and I was running two FedEx stations, but one of them was very old. It had been built in the 70s and was kind of old and dilapidated, and the company didn't want to spend any more money on that old building. And I wrote to our corporate engineers asking for corporate capital dollars because I needed the station repaired. The station needed major repairs, and I was asking the corporation to cough up the money to repair the building and all of that. And they sent a team of engineers out there, and they verified everything that I said, and they went back to Memphis and said everything that Senior Manager Ray requested is needed, and he needs that money to repair the stations. But they said, we don't recommend the company give him the money because the station is so old. We'll just be throwing money at a problem that's going to get worse. And so they concluded that I needed a brand new station. And so they said, well, the plan for a new station will be, about 5 years from the time that it's, you know, you have to have it approved. And then you have to have plans drawn and all that and all this stuff. You have to find a new site. And that takes about 5 years total from the time that you have an approval to the time that you're walking in the building. But I needed repairs right then, and so they said, we don't recommend giving a dollar, not even a dollar. The station's so old, we're just going to waste every dollar we spend on that station, even though they need it. And I was frustrated by that, and I was thinking, man, all my employees, the building had big, huge potholes in the parking lot, and they couldn't get their buildings, they couldn't get their vans in the buildings. The building was designed in the 70s to accommodate Econoline vans, and now we were driving vans that were at least twice the size of those Econoline vans, and they couldn't even get them into the building without scraping them and scratching them, and all those things were being counted as accidents against the station and the station's safety record. So my boss just said, Bill, you know, we're sorry. We know you need the money, but we're just going to waste it. The station is so old. We're just going to waste the money, and we can't give you any money for it. And so I remember walking around the station. You say, what does that have to do with praying in the Spirit? I remember walking around an empty warehouse. My drivers had gone out on the road, and I was walking around an empty warehouse, and I was praying in the Holy Ghost. And I was telling the Lord, Lord, you're smarter than anybody. You're smarter than any man. And you have an answer even when it doesn't look like there's an answer. I said, I wish I had a bigger amen than that. God has an answer for you even though it doesn't look like there's an answer. And can I tell you this? Just because you haven't figured it out, it doesn't mean that God doesn't know your answer. God's got your answer, and God knows exactly what to do. I said, I wish I had a bigger amen. The employees had gone out on the road, and I was walking circles in my building praying in the Holy Ghost, saying, Father, what do I do about this problem? I can't get capital dollars. I can't get a station for 5 years. I need money now. I need to have these doors fixed now. I really needed those doors fixed because that was affecting my safety rate, and that was affecting all kinds of things I was taking laps, and I was praying in the Holy Ghost, telling God how smart he was. And all of a sudden, he dropped an idea down in my spirit. I walked past one of them bay doors. I'll never forget that. And down in my spirit, all of a sudden, just like that, I went from not knowing what to do. I went from not knowing a thing to do, not knowing a thing to do. And just like you snapped your finger, I knew exactly what to do in a moment of time. Praying in the Holy Ghost. And the Lord just encouraged me to widen two of the doors on either side of the building. And that was, you know, suspect from a natural point of view, because, you know, you have to have engineers approve that. The structure of the building changes, and you have to have all kinds of approval. But man, the Holy Ghost dropped that idea in me. I called structural engineers. They came in there, and they were able to widen that door on each side by about 2 feet. And guess what? All of my accidents went away. My safety rate went up through the roof. And man, oh man, the Lord blessed Brother Bill again. Yeah. And when I got my bonus compensation that year, it was multiplied thousands of dollars. Not my pay, just my bonus. Just from improvements to safety that year. God's got your answer. He knows exactly what to do. And praying in the Holy Ghost will benefit you and I immeasurably. Let's go to the Word. In Acts chapter 6, verse 10, finally, be strong in the Lord and in the strength of his might. Put on the full armor of God. Everybody say the full armor of God. So that you will be able to stand firm against the schemes of the devil. For our struggle is not against flesh and blood, but against the rulers, against the powers, against the world forces of darkness, against the spiritual forces of wickedness in heavenly places. And therefore, take up the full armor of God so that you will be able to resist in the evil day, having done everything to stand. Stand firm, therefore, having girded your loins with truth, having put on the breastplate of righteousness, having shod your feet with the preparation of the gospel of peace. And in addition to all, taking up the shield of faith with which you will be able to extinguish all the flaming arrows of the evil one. And take the helmet of salvation and the sword of the Spirit, which is the word of God. Verse 18, with all prayer and petition, pray at all times in the Spirit. And with this in view, be on the alert with all perseverance and petition for all the saints, and pray on my behalf that utterance may be given to me in the opening of my mouth to make known with boldness the mystery of the gospel, for which I am an ambassador in chains, that in proclaiming it I may speak boldly as I ought to speak. You know, twice in this verse, you can see it there in verse 10, where he says, be strong in the Lord and the strength of his might. And then verse 11, put on the full armor of God. Wow. And we are encouraged to be strong, to stand firm, and to put on the full armor of God. At least twice here in this passage that I read, we're encouraged to put on the full armor of God and to stand firm, having done all to stand. But I want to draw your attention specifically now to verse 18. I said all that to go to verse 18 again, because 18 talks about the importance of praying in the Spirit. Praying in the Spirit. What's your point here, brother? Praying in the Spirit is part of the armor of God. Now, in most resuscitations of the armor of God, people leave off praying in the Spirit. But verse 18 is just as much a part of the armor of God as verse 17, as verse 16, as verse 10. He said, with all prayer and petition, pray at all times in the Spirit. And with this in view, be on the alert with all perseverance and petition for all the saints. Listen, praying in the Spirit is part of the armor of God. And we are going to miss some benefit, some huge benefit to us if we neglect this important resource that we have, praying in the Spirit. Paul said, listen, praying, he said, pray for with a prayer and petition for all the saints, and pray for me that I'll have utterance and boldness. I tell you what, praying in the Holy Ghost will give you boldness. Yes. Will give you a holy boldness. Jesus said in Acts 1:8, you know, when the Spirit comes upon us, we'd be his witnesses in Jerusalem, Judea, Samaria, to the uttermost parts of the earth. But let me tell you, praying in the Spirit will make us more effective witnesses for Christ. And praying in the Spirit will give us a holy boldness. And there are so many benefits to you and I as believers to praying in the Spirit. And I want to talk about that in the time that we have tonight. I want to talk about the benefits to praying in the Holy Ghost. Because when we take time to pray in the Holy Ghost, it will help us immeasurably. You know, over here, we're in the book of Acts now. If you look back in Acts chapter 2, man, I'll tell you what, they were filled with the Spirit, and they all spoke in tongues, and praise God, they all received that precious ministry of the Holy Ghost. But guess what? They had a great sense of awe when they did that. Everyone had a great sense of awe, and God used them in a mighty, mighty way. And so praying in the Spirit will give you a greater sense of awe at what God's doing. They were all filled with a sense of awe in Acts chapter 2. They all had that great sense of the presence of the Lord and awe for his presence. In Acts chapter 3, this Bible says there are times of refreshing that come from the presence of the Lord. It says repent. But after repentance, what can happen? Times of refreshing in the presence of the Lord. And I tell you what, praying in the Holy Ghost will produce times of refreshing in the presence of the Lord. Praying in the Holy Spirit will produce times of awe, an awesome awareness of God's presence, an awesome awareness of the presence of God, man, will come upon us when we take extra time to praying in the Holy Spirit. Praise God. Praying in the Holy Spirit will help us immeasurably. I remember, you know my story, I've been through a divorce, but praying in the Spirit helped me immeasurably. In the midst of my storm, praying in the Spirit brought joy to my heart again and again and again as God the Holy Spirit washed over me with waves of refreshing joy. If you're facing a problem or a situation of any type tonight, praying in the Spirit will help you immeasurably, will help you immeasurably. Let's go to 1 Corinthians chapter 14, 1 Corinthians chapter 14. It will help you immeasurably, praying in the Spirit. Man, praying in the Spirit of God will help you immeasurably. We said to you, man, you're going to have, you pray in the Spirit, you know what? You're going to have a great sense of awe. You're going to have a divine sense of the awesomeness of his presence, Acts 2:43. You pray in the Spirit, you're going to increase times of refreshing in the presence of the Lord, Acts 3:19. You pray in the Spirit, here we're in Acts 1 Corinthians 14, verse 2, for one who speaks in a tongue does not speak to men, but to God, for no one understands, but in his spirit he speaks mysteries. The Weymouth translation here says, in his spirit he speaks divine secrets. There are some translations that interpret that, in his spirit he speaks out answers. I remember listening to Brother Hagin when I was a student here in 1985 in class. And I remember him sharing about times of just his own praying in the Spirit, how that benefited him, benefited his ministry. And I remember him saying to us students one day that he was praying in the Spirit about his ministry. And he said that he started praying in the Spirit, and he said that he just felt like extending his forearm and his index finger and making a small circle. And he said he did that. He was praying in the Spirit when that happened. And you can have sometimes some unusual experiences. Make sure they're scriptural. You can have some unusual scriptural experiences. Let me say it that way. Praying in the Spirit. And he said he was praying in the Spirit, and he just felt like moving his index finger like that. He didn't know what that meant. He didn't know what he was saying, and he didn't know what that meant. And he said, but he kept on praying in the Spirit. He was praying about his ministry. He didn't know what he was saying. And he said, after a little while, he felt like going, making the circle a little bit bigger. He kept praying in the Spirit. The circle got bigger. And then he said, he kept on praying in the Spirit, and he just kept making bigger circles. And then he didn't know what he was saying. He's praying about his ministry. He said, I don't know what that means. He just kept on doing that. And then he said after a while, he was just moving his arm, making as wide circles as he could make. And he said sometime after that, after praying in the Spirit, an interpretation came to him. And the Lord told him that in the latter days of his ministry, the primary thrust of his ministry would come through books and tapes. And the way that he knew how to concentrate on books and tapes was not because he was so smart. It was because he was listening to the Holy Ghost. He got that praying in the Holy Spirit. You say, well, what did that mean with the... Well, what the Lord told him was, your books and tapes will start out in a small circulation at first, but then it's going to increase. And then your books and tapes are going to increase, and they're going to start going around the world, all around the world. Your books and tapes will go all around the world. And where are those messages and those books today? They're all over the world, millions multiplied. But it started from praying in the Holy Ghost. I said it started praying in the Holy Ghost. I remember years ago worshiping God, listening to a CD. I was listening to a CD. Was worshiping God, my eyes closed on my knees, just with my hands lifted up, eyes closed on my knees, and I was worshiping God and praying in the Spirit. And I don't know how long I prayed like that, but the next thing I knew, I was doing this. And when I opened my eyes, I caught myself doing that, and I thought, what in the world was that? But a couple of days later, I was worshiping God on my knees again. I was listening to a CD. I was worshiping God on my knees with my hands up, and my eyes were closed. And I don't know how long I prayed like that, but when I opened my eyes, I was doing that. But today, Tony will tell you, oh man, hardly a day goes by when I don't have my guitar in my hands, playing my guitar and playing praises to God. And at that time, I knew nothing about the guitar, didn't own a guitar, didn't know what a chord was, didn't know anything. And Tony is my beautiful bride. She is a great worshiper of God. And she plays anointed. Oh, my goodness. And so on her piano keyboard, and we get up in the morning, even this morning, I think we were up at 4 o'clock this morning, early, I think maybe early. And man, I start playing the guitar, and she starts playing that piano, and we start singing the high praises of God, and the tangible presence of God comes in that room. And I tell you, and then we start praying in the Spirit. And I tell you, it benefits us immeasurably. So what are you saying? I'm saying the way I started playing the guitar, I didn't know anything about the guitar. I started playing the guitar because I was praying in the Spirit. I saw myself do that in the Spirit. And so I went to a guy and said, can you teach me how to play the guitar? I don't know a thing. Mr. Glenn Henry, I'll never forget that. And Glenn showed me how to play the guitar. And God called somebody to give me a guitar. Just before Glenn started my first lesson, somebody gave me a guitar. And oh man, we ran to the, it's been, you know, that's just been history ever since then. Praying in the Spirit will benefit you immeasurably. And our text here, he who speaks in a tongue does not speak to men, but to God, no one understands, but in his spirit, he speaks mysteries. Weymouth said he speaks divine secrets. Sometimes you're speaking out your answer. You need to take time to pray in the Spirit. You say, but I don't understand what I'm saying. Well, the scripture there says you won't understand that. For one who speaks in a tongue does not speak to men, but to God, no one understands. But in his Spirit, he speaks mysteries. Through praying in the Spirit, God has given us a supernatural way to communicate with him. He has given us a supernatural, divine way to communicate with him. And I tell you, when we take time to pray in the Holy Ghost, I'll tell you what will happen. First of all, the Bible says we will build ourselves up. Now, we live in a day and age when everything runs by, it seems like everything runs by a lithium battery today. And so everything has to be charged overnight. Anybody know what I'm saying? You got a phone, it got to be charged overnight. Am I right about that? Everything, my watch, my phone at night, we're always looking for power cords. Tony told me the other night, she said, boo, I don't have my cord. I said, oh no, girl, going out here, I need all my cords. I got all my stuff charging. Had to help her find a cord. She found her cord. We'd been out of town. She found her power cords and get all of those things. We have so many things that have to be charged overnight. We have a little robot sweeper, you know, it goes around at night. When we go to bed, that sweeper goes all over the house and sweeps up everything and does all that. We call that thing Hazel. We nicknamed it Hazel. Anybody know why we call it Hazel? Anybody remember that old TV show from the 60s, Hazel? John Paul didn't know. John Paul said, what in the world, Dad? There's no Hazel. I said, that used to be a show. You know, Hazel was the star of the show. So anyway, our little robot cleaner is Hazel. But anyway, Hazel has to be charged. Hazel runs all over the house, and then it says, battery low. And then Hazel runs back to the charger, and she rolls back to the charger, and she has to charge, you know. When we hear battery low, we know Hazel's run out of juice. She's headed back to the charging station. But sometimes we're guilty of charging every other thing in our life except spiritually, taking the time to build ourselves up in our most holy faith in the Lord. And the Bible says here that he who prays in the Spirit edifies himself. Edifies himself. And you can see that at verse 3. One who prophesies speaks to men for edification, exhortation, and consolation. But one who speaks in a tongue, verse 4, edifies himself. Oh, man. That word edify means to charge up. It means to build up. It means to charge up. Like in Jude 20, it says praying in the Holy Ghost, building yourselves up in your most holy faith, praying in the Holy Ghost, building yourselves up. Let me tell you, we live in such a negative world. When we go out into this world, the Bible says you and I have a task. It is to keep ourselves from being corrupted by this polluted world. But everywhere we go, we see the influence of the world, the corruption of the world system. And let me tell you, we need to have ourselves built up in the Lord, built up in the Word, charged up in the Holy Ghost before we go out and face a negative world that's hurting, that needs the love of God. We've got to take time to build ourselves up, praying in the Holy Ghost. And praying in the Holy Ghost, man, when we take time to pray in the Holy Ghost, we will build ourselves up spiritually. Thank God. It's such an awesome benefit. Praying in the Holy Spirit will help us immeasurably when we're praying for others. You know, right there in the scripture we read in Ephesians 6 said, praying with all prayer and perseverance, praying for the saints. Praying in the Holy Ghost will help us to pray for the saints and help us to pray in every situation in life. I remember my oldest son, he was on his way when he was a college student, Stephen was on his way back to OSU, and him and his girlfriend, his sweet wife, my daughter-in-law, Amy, they were on their way back to OSU, and they'd been home for the weekend, and we started praying in the Holy Ghost. We were saying goodbye, but we're taking a few minutes to pray in the Holy Ghost. I'll never forget, we were holding hands praying in the Holy Ghost. All of a sudden, I got alarmed. And I just told them, you cannot go now. You cannot go now. They said, what do you mean? I said, there's something not right. There's something not right. Let's just take some time and pray in the Holy Ghost. Let's take some time and pray in the Holy Ghost. I shared Brother Hagin's story. Brother Hagin has several stories like this, but one was about a minister who had several car accidents, major car accidents, and gotten hurt and experienced lawsuits and all kind of stuff, going on vacation. The minister had prayed, Lord, protect us as we go, and then went out and had a terrible accident, got sued and everything. And that minister was asking Brother Hagin years ago, well, you know, well, what happened? I asked the Lord to protect me, and I went right out and had an accident, and I thought the Lord was going to protect me. And Brother Hagin said, well, I don't know. He said, but did you sense anything different on the inside when you prayed that? And he said, well, now that you say it, yeah. He said, something was scratching me down on the inside. And so Brother Hagin was trying to tell him, well, the Lord was trying to get you not to go. And he said, well, I sensed something like that, but it didn't make sense to me. He said, well, I'm praying for you to protect me. And on the other hand, he was feeling, don't go. And he said, but you know, what sense does that make? So he said, I went on out there anyway. So Brother Hagin asked him, well, what would have happened if you had stayed? Because something told him, you know, that minister, something said to him, the Holy Ghost said to him on the inside, wait 10 minutes. And he said, that didn't make sense. Anyway, he said, what would have happened if you had waited? And he said, oh, I wouldn't have even had the accident. So back to my son, Stephen, man, we're praying in the Holy Ghost. And I said, son, you cannot go. And I said, you kids are going to have to learn how to follow the Lord and be sensitive to the Lord on your own. And I tell you, praying in the Holy Ghost will make you sensitive, will make you yielded and sensitive to him. I said, I wish I had a bigger amen. So they stayed, and I don't know how long they stayed. I don't know, 20, 30 minutes, something like that. And then, you know, I had a piece, they had a piece, and they went on down the road back to school. He called me about 30 minutes later. He'd gotten out to Highway 412. And he called me in such a frantic voice saying, Dad. He said, Dad. He said, Dad. I said, boy, you all right? Are you all right? And he said, Dad, there's people dead all over in the highway. They're just, bodies are in the street. There's been a terrible accident. 412 is shut down both ways. And he said, you know something, Dad? I knew I would have been in this accident. And he said, Dad, I'm going to learn how to follow my spirit. What could God be protecting you from when you take the time to pray in the Holy Ghost? We live in a negative world. We live in a fallen world. And sometimes bad things happen to very good people. But at other times, God can protect us. What God doesn't protect us from, he gives us the victory through. But there are plenty of things that God wants to protect you and I from. But sometimes we have to do our part to pray in the Holy Ghost. And to be yielded to him. I remember another time, and my son was going to make a bad choice, bad decision, and I was home watching a football game. And everybody was gone, and I thought, oh man, I'm going to get me a big nap. I was thinking to myself, I feel a Holy Ghost nap coming on. No, not Holy Ghost nap. I feel a regular nap, you know. I'm kidding. But I was like, man, I'm going to get a big nap. I was lying on the sofa, and I said, this game is going to watch me. I was headed out to sleep. And all of a sudden, the Holy Spirit arrested my attention, just said, get up right now. And I felt impressed. Did you hear a voice? No, I felt an impression to drive to a certain place and park my car and wait. And my mind was going, tilt, don't do that. My mind was going, this is crazy. Until about 30 minutes later. My son would have made a wrong choice that night, and he turned around and my oldest son, and he saw me just standing not far from where he was, and he turned around and went back. And the Lord told me to go on home. When I got home, he came home a few minutes later. He said, oh, Dad, I'm wrong. I want to repent. And he said, Dad, can I ask you something? I said, yeah. He said, how in the world did you know to drive over there and just park like that and just wait? How in the world do you know that? I said, son, I had no idea. That's not your dad. I would have been asleep on the couch. I wouldn't have known a thing. But God, the Holy Spirit, arrested my attention. And God loves you, and he don't want you to make a mistake that could cost you the rest of your life. And because God loves you, he arrested your daddy's attention, and I just yielded to him. Oh, I said, I wish I had a bigger amen. Amen. Praying in the Holy Ghost can help you immeasurably down there on your job. You got problems you can't figure out. You got problems, God got answers. But if you'll pray in the Holy Ghost, you'll get yielded. See, the problem is we don't get yielded to it, to him. Not to it, to him. The Holy Spirit said, we need to yield ourselves to him. Now, you know, I love to cook. Tony, I love to cook, man. I'm either out there on the grill, or I got a smoker, or I got all kind of kitchen gadgets. I'm always, you know, we're in the kitchen always doing something together. And but people come over if I'm making ribs, and people always ask me, how did you cook these ribs? I have a big smoker, you know. But, you know, ribs, you know, one thing, I could give you my recipe, but I'd have to kill you. You know, it's like the recipe. Like the, you know, formula for Coca-Cola, you know, I don't want to have to kill you. But anyway, no, but what are you saying? Well, the way to get the ribs really tender is to understand that between 200 degrees and 203 degrees, and I may have smoked those ribs for 6 hours. So, but when that temperature comes up to about 200 to 203, at 203, I pull those things off and then let them rest. Because what happens is there's a protein in the meat. There's a collagen-type protein in meat that doesn't dissolve until about 200 degrees. And if you eat meat that has that in there, that protein, then it's always tougher. But when you get that meat up to about 200, talking about ribs now, okay? When you get that meat up to about 200, that protein dissolves, and it makes the meat really tender. When we take time to pray in the Holy Ghost, our heart becomes sensitive and tender to the Lord. And the Lord can speak to us and direct us, and we can be sensitive to Him and walk in the blessing. Man, where did our time go? I assure you I'm not done. We'll come back another time as the Lord allows and directs and share some more along these lines. But I hope that I encourage you tonight to take extra time to pray in the Spirit. If you haven't been filled with the mighty Holy Spirit, you can come down here tonight. Our prayer warriors are coming down, and they will pray with you to receive the mighty, mighty Holy Ghost. Oh, man, what's called the baptism of the Holy Spirit with the initial evidence of speaking in other tongues. You can receive that tonight. Just come forward and let one of these men of God or one of these women of God know. You know how we do. If you're a woman, come to the women. If you're a guy, come to the guy. But come down here. You want to be filled with the Holy Spirit? But if you are, listen. The Bible says they were filled and filled and filled and filled and filled again in the book of Acts. And sometimes we are relying on last month's experience. And we need to rely on today's experience with the Holy Spirit. He will comfort you. He will strengthen you. He will heal you. He will help you. He will guide you. He's a teacher. He will lead you. He will show you what to do. He will produce answers for you. Oh, when you take the time to pray in the Holy Spirit. And sometimes you have to turn off the TV, get alone with God, and pray in the Spirit. Let God lead you and comfort you. And you'll be sensitive to the ministry of the Holy Spirit, because your heart will become tender and sensitive to Him, and He'll be able to minister to you in immeasurable ways. Pray in the Holy Spirit. Father, we've endeavored tonight to share what you gave us, and we pray that however people need this message, you will encourage them along these lines. And Father, I thank you for strengthening, for healing, for helping people. Father, people are going through so many things. So many need encouragement tonight. Somebody needs healing emotionally, physically. Someone needs direction. Someone needs protection. So lead and guide, direct by your Spirit. Build us up in the Holy Ghost. Strengthen us. Enable us to spend extra time magnifying you. And we'll give you all the glory for it. In Jesus' name, amen. My friend, tonight we talked about the benefits of praying in the Holy Spirit. And I pray that you'll listen to the Lord as it concerns you. We're all different. We all have different needs. We have to listen to Him. Tony and I, we have to listen for how He directs us. And you have to listen to how He directs you. But I encourage you to take the word, the scriptures I gave you. We have so many more scriptures. And I encourage you to take the word that we gave and allow God to build you up and minister to you through the mighty, mighty, mighty Holy Ghost. And you'll have direction. You'll have protection. You'll know what to do. You'll have encouragement. You'll have strength in every situation in life. So God bless you. All right. So we're going to be dismissed now. And if you need prayer for anything, you're coming forward. Let these good folks, anointed folks, pray for you. And the rest of you, remember, be here Wednesday night for Hour of Power. And if we have any first-time guests, did we have any first-time guests? We had one. Okay, well, we've got a great gift for you. Let's thank our first-time guest again. Remember, we appreciate and love our pastor so much. Remember, let's keep Pastor and Mrs. Hagen in prayer. Mrs. Hagen said they're supposed to go out of town on Tuesday and be on Daystar. So let's be praying for them and that God will refresh them and use them in a mighty way, as He always does. All right, listen, you are dismissed. Thank you for being here tonight. God bless you.